This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-732-5563. I am Joe Mancini, your host. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. I always, you know what, I love some of the comments that you make, some of the things that you send me, and I do appreciate it when you're involved and you're engaged. I love it when you guys come together. I love it when you came together, when you come together in the chat rooms, Facebook feeds, whatever they call it, whatever you want to call them. I don't know what to call them. Every time I call them something, you guys make fun of me, so I'm not calling them anything. But I do appreciate the time you spend with us. Look, okay, does it depend? It really doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. You know, Charles Krauthammer announced today that he will be shortly leaving this world. And no matter, like I said, no matter where you're at, it's a human being suffering from cancer. I don't know how much, how bad or how much it affected him physically. But, you know, our hearts and our prayers go out to his family. He's got kids. He's got a family. He's got a wife that loves him. And I hope to God that people don't get stupid and write nasty stuff about him. You know what I mean? Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. I really do appreciate the time. All right. You know, we just had two suicides over two or three days. I mean, and probably a lot more than that, but it's just that we hear about it, you know, because they were celebrities, which shouldn't give them any more, any more coverage than anybody else. But one of the questions, and I haven't gotten into it deep, I just thought about it tonight. I thought about it just before we came on the show, and we've done shows around suicide before. We apparently need to do some more. But, you know, we're prescribing medication. I think they said over the last decade, prescription medication for depression has gone up like 20-25%. And it's not working. Right? I mean, come on, think about this. It's not working. Why are suicide rates going up? I mean, I've got my thoughts based on what I've heard the experts say. But I heard a young man on TV tonight that was talking about why he felt the suicide rates up. He's been looking into it for the last decade. And he said the biggest common denominator is the lost connection. People, especially young people, feel like there's a lost connection. Right? They don't feel like they're part of something. They don't feel, they need to feel like they belong to something. Like they're seen, like they're noticed. And the being online is not doing it. You know, there used to be an old commercial that we here used to laugh at. And it was a young lady, and she was talking about how bad she felt. I don't even remember what the commercial was for. I think it was for insurance or something, whatever. But she felt sorry for her parents because they were... Remember that?
It was a vacation commercial.
Was it a vacation? Oh, okay. All right. She felt so bad for her parents because they only had like 16 friends or something like that. Well, right? And she's looking, well, yeah, social media. They didn't mention Facebook, but we all knew what they were talking about. Anyway, she had 60, and she was growing with friends, and she was looking at all these pretty pictures and how she was so connected to her friend. And she's sitting at the dining room table by herself. And talked about how bad she felt. Anyway, that's the mindset. They talk about how many friends, how many times they were retweeted, who tweeted them, who retweeted them. There's no touchy-feely there. Who goes to grandma's house anymore on the weekends? I mean, who has the family dinner on Sunday night? Please don't tell me, well, we've changed. Now we can Facebook or we can Skype or give me a break. We're not going to Facebook or Skype or any of that. What happens to tasting grandma's meatballs, you know? Giving grandma a hug, all sweaty and stinky after she'd been cooking in the kitchen all day, but she still didn't mind because she loved her. Right? Seeing the cousins you couldn't stand and the cousins you could stand. It's all gone. I mean, I love our progressivism. I wasn't going to go into all this, but I love the progressivism we have. We, you know, divorce rates are up. You know, now 70% of kids born are born to single family homes or unwed moms. You know, drug use. I mean, we go through this whole list, but yet we're told by the progressives that they got it handled, that everything's wonderful, and that they're, you know, we'll just give more drugs. We'll just do more. I mean, we'll just depend more and more on frankly, hardcore left-wing liberalism. It doesn't work. Obviously, it doesn't work. Our kids, and I don't believe any of them are suicidal. God forbid if they are. I mean, I can't even imagine what that's like on a parent. But come on, let's just be, you know, be honest and open about this. You know, we weren't perfect parents, obviously, but we were home every night for dinner. Sometimes I'd come home for dinner, and just to make sure the kids saw that I was alive and around, I'd help put them to bed, and then I'd head back off to work again. Yeah, we did some stuff with the kids, but you were home. And Sundays, family day. When the kids were around, it was family day. Don't make plans with your friends. They can come over here if they want to. But we're going to be together as a family. We're missing all that. And you're going to tell me I'm a prude and old-fashioned, all this other stuff? Bupkis! Or what's that? Bah humbug! We make the family strong again. This stuff won't go away. But it won't be there like it is now. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanestness, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going to make you wait a little longer before I bring the next guy. But you know why? Because I know you only tune in for him, all right? And I want to steal some of the time for a second. So anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, you know, all the fun stuff. So before I bring him on, because I know this will wind him up, there's a Princeton group that aims to make men tremendously vulnerable. That's right. Princeton University officials are encouraging male students to join a biweekly discussion group that aims to make them tremendously vulnerable. Because, you know, we're just so staunch and nasty and I could go through a whole bunch of stuff. But so the it's led by the licensed psychologist Gene Summelford. The Men's Allied Voices for a Respectful and Inclusive Community, called Maverick. I can't believe this stuff is real. Recruits male-identified students. Recruits, keyword, male-identified students to help them resist traditional gender norms. I can't do this. I'm going to throw up before we're done. Sandy Gibb joins me, as he does every week, to help pull me back to reality. Although this is real on college campuses. Hi, Sandy. How you doing?
Good evening, and good evening to you, Tammy. Gender norms, we mean men and women, is that what we're talking about?
Well, yes.
Can it be that base on a college campus? Doesn't there have to be men with big ears and women with, you know, big feet?
Yeah, there you go. Now, you identify as a male, because, you know, I can't take anything for granted.
I do.
Okay.
Actually, no. In fairness, Joe, on my Facebook profile, I identify as a unicorn because I just think it is that ridiculous. But you can call me Mr. Gibb the Unicorn. That will do.
Thank you. But I just love this. And because you identify as a male, we have to make you tremendously vulnerable. Because males have way too much power in society today. Of which society they speak, I'm not quite sure. What about you?
Well, there is this ideology in the LGBTQ, ABCDFG, where trans folk turn it around on you and call you cisgendered. So if you're born in the body, if you're happy with the body that you were born with, I'm not happy with my body, but I'm happy with the sex I was born with. That makes you CIS, cisgendered, which basically means, you know, you comply to the body, to the sex of the body that you were born with. But why are we making it so complicated? There are men and there are women. Is that not enough?
I can't even go there.
Is that too simplistic?
It can't be that easy, right? Because it's not complicated enough. It can't be that easy. But anyhow, all right, I'll get us off of that one. But that one made me, I saw that and I'm thinking, so it's not bad enough that we've already been tearing down males for a couple of decades now. We keep telling them how useless they are. Women keep telling them how much they don't need them, how much they can survive without them. They can work, take care of the kids, and do what they got to do without a male. And if that doesn't tear them down enough, now we have to have college courses that need to make you tremendously vulnerable. But
right.
I don't know. I have had it with this, and I'm going to keep calling this garbage out on a nightly basis.
Is this what that politician meant a few weeks ago when she said that the woman from Sex and the City who wants to be the senator for New York, the governor for New York, she said she was an unqualified lesbian. Is this something to do with that? Is that kind of in the same ballpark?
I don't know. I can't keep up with the eighth of the terminologies they keep throwing at me on a nightly basis. Seriously. Anyhow. You had something you wanted to open with, and I stepped up.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Yes. I wanted to just apologize to the listeners, because a few weeks ago I was saying, you know, we really need to bring Kathy Griffin in out of the cold. And, you know, I want to apologize to those people that said, Xander, no, we can't do this. This is not right now. And after I see how Kathy Griffin has treated Ivanka Trump this week, I want her to freeze, because this woman does not learn a lesson. So I'm sorry for those of you. I don't know. Maybe I'd been having too much peace and love and was thinking, you know, yeah, it's time to do that. But how can you bring someone in from the cold who continues with this level of wrath towards the First Family?
Oh, wait a minute. This is the peace and love Trump's hate. And,
yeah.
And again, I need to, if somebody out there, if you're on the, and I know you listen because you write stuff about me. If you're on the progressive far left, could you please, I am begging you, could you please get me the dictionary you use? Because I have no clue and I don't understand. You've got to help me. I mean, right, Xander? They have a whole different set of scriptures they use.
But it's very simplistic, though. It's a case of do as they say, not as they do. Because the problem, you know, if you take two people that do exactly the same job, they're exactly the same sex. If one is a liberal and one is a conservative. If the conservative does something wrong, it's bad and they should be fired and they should be cast into the fiery pits of hell forever. But if a liberal does it, there's a reason for it. And I hate to kind of tear us apart in that way, but that's the way that it is. In 2018, liberals can do no wrong. And if you question them on it, you're a phobe or a hater. And I'm tired of it, really. I was actually thinking today, I don't want to give her any more kudos, but my Twitter page was taken away because they said my account was an attack account. So how come Rosie O'Donnell's account is not an attack account? Because every other tweet is about Donald Trump or his family or how much he hates him. So is this Emma Kennedy, who we talked about last week, who's this nobody voice of a dog British celebrity, Z-list. So if all of these accounts are attacking the first family, every day, 24/7, how come they're not attack accounts? Why is it just conservative accounts are attack accounts when they're questioning the treatment of the president? I can't work it out.
Oh, none of it makes sense to me. You're right. Exactly right. I can't figure it out. I can't even try. If I wanted to get on their side, if I wanted to help them out, I wouldn't know how to start. Because I don't even, the terminologies is so different, I don't even know where to start. And that said, it's like you said with the thing with Kathy Griffin. There's so many things that you can line up and say, if I had said that about Obama, if I had said that about Mrs. Clinton, if I had said, you can go down a whole list and they look at you and they'll say, well, why are you bringing that up? And you go, because. If you are outraged about it in the last 16 or 18 months, why weren't you outraged about it 10 years ago or 8 years ago or 6 years ago? So don't give me this garbage that you're righteous. We got to go to a break. I hear that music. I know it means it's a good thing.
Good change.
Yeah. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Always a pleasure. Xander Gibb will still be with us on the other side of the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
We are back. You're listening to the Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting. And, you know, there is a downside to having a cave. It gets awful hot in here sometimes. And it gets, like, hot, too cold. Maybe I'm going through menopause. I don't know. Whatever. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check us out on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots you can do up there. And just get involved in the conversation. That's the big part. I want you involved, and I want you engaged. Zader Gibbs joins us, as he does every week, to kind of, you know, help bring me back, get me off the ceiling, bring me back to reality. Zander, thanks so much for joining me today.
It's a pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
You know, we were talking on break. I really, seriously, I probably should keep the mics hot during the break because it's a lot of good conversation. No, yeah, we talk about the series. It's really funny how, like I said, I think it's Boudot or Bordeaux, what have you. And
Bourdain,
there you go. And the other lady that committed suicide. And, you know,
Kate Spade.
Spade. See, well, I'm not in the fashion. She was a handbag person, right?
And I think she was a, yeah, go on.
What do I know? Seriously. So, but just for people to get to that point where there's no hope, and, you know, it's really funny because the right is sitting here, or many of us, you know, conservative Christians are sitting here going, you know, don't care what your politics are. Don't care who you hated, who you didn't hate before this happens. It's sad.
Right.
It's really, my heart goes out to those people's families. They both had families over this, because that's double tough, you know.
Absolutely, and I think it makes it hard because, you know, I am one of these people that believes in the inherent worth and dignity of all people. And, you know, I actually said this to someone today and said, you know, even liberals, and that kind of stuck in my throat a little. But I think the thing is that, you know, when someone has died, on the day someone has died, that's not the day to be remembering the bad things they've said and done about people, because we need to have a little bit of respect for the dev.
Yeah, surely. And again, we all got flaws. Any one of you who thinks you're perfect, well, I know, Sandra, I know you are, but you know the rest of us.
Yeah.
Any one of you think you're perfect, you're really, I'll get you a good name of a psychiatrist, because you need one. You know what I'm saying?
So you did read my bio. Wonderful.
You know, and then the other thing we were talking about during the break and just before was, I said, we, you know, it's gotten to that point, as you said, you're a phobe, you're this, you're that, you're a hater, and I love this thing right now, you know, where you can't even talk about, there was another article that came out about transgender blockers, or hormone blockers, and all this, and you're going, they do not know what long-term effect that's going to have on children and what have you. And a doctor came out and said, listen, here's the problems we have with these kind of drugs later on in life, let alone when they're this young. So I put it up and say, let's just talk about it. And, you know, let's have some discussion. Well, the discussion right. isn't ever, hey, you know what? I know what you guys think, but here's what other doctors say, and here's why I think this is okay, and. No. Like, you're a jerk. You're an idiot. You're a homophobe. You're a transphobe. Like, is that the best you could do? Is that the highest IQ person you have responding? Really?
Yo, even I'm a homophobe, according to the left, and I'm openly gay. So there's no logic to it. No. You know, I really hate myself so much. But I think that the concern is that we always feel like we've got to defend ourselves. You know, like, we like, if you make certain statements, you know, even if they're not even remotely racist, they call you racist. And I'm like, I find myself defending myself, and I'm like, why do I defend myself? I know I'm not racist. I know I'm not homophobic. I just speak the truth. And if speaking the truth makes me those things in 2018, then I guess there we go.
Yeah, I'm, you know what, my attitude at this point in time, lay it, they want truth and transparency, they want to lay it out there, okay? Lay it out there and let them deal with it, let them fight it out, and let them dispute it. That's kind of where my head's at this point in time. I'm so done with this. Anyhow. And look at this whole thing going down now with the our little North Korean guy there. You know, it looks like this is going to happen. The meeting is set up. We're ready to go. It's getting better. And the left is still talking about how Trump may screw it up. We don't know this is true. How do we know we can trust him afterward? Did they say those same things when Clinton signed the North Korean agreement, giving them permission to build a nuclear, you know, arsenal?
Yeah, exactly. You see, the thing is, for me, that everything that Trump tries to do, the left wants to poo-poo it. And that kind of bothers me, because I think, you know, I said this from the beginning, you know, if Donald Trump was not going to be good at his job, I would have been the first one to say, which is our right as Americans to point out. But I think he's doing a very good job under very difficult circumstances. I mean, what does it actually take to impress the left? You know, everything's changed. You know, even this week, he's actually gone into great detail about why he's hiked up the tariff. I mean, you know, for instance, Canada charges just 300% for our dairy exports. So why should America always be the one footing the bill? You know, with NATO, you know, America pays more money than any other country with NATO. You know, if we are saying that there are financial problems, why should we be footing the bill for everybody else? And I think that that's a good step that he has taken, but he's still criticized for that. I mean, all of the things that he's done have been to protect us. You know, the statements about, you know, vetting people coming into the country, that was to protect Americans, but he's still bad. But what does this say about the level of response that liberals have towards their own?
Yeah, well, they don't care about it. Look, I've learned a lot on the tariff dollar amounts over the last few days, and one of them is, you know, cars imported from Europe only have a 2.5% tariff on them from us, and they hit us with a 10% tariff from cars from the U.S. So how is that equal and just and okay? Why do people think that, you know, oh, my God, look what he's doing to us? No, what he's doing to us is he's creating a level playing field. And it's the same thing with Canada. What a joke that is. You know, they don't allow our dairy. There's a lot of things they don't allow in from the U.S. without a very high tariff on them. And yet they're screaming about the tariffs that we're putting on them. And give me a break.
I mean, you know, the thing is that if what's his name? I can never remember his name.
I know him well. Yeah.
If he Yeah, Justin Trudeau.
Oh, Trudeau. Yeah.
Yeah.
The clown.
Trudeau.
Yeah, I remember him.
If he doesn't like it, then don't send your stuff from Canada. If it's that much of a problem, and you don't like the tariffs that we're going to charge you from the United States of America, keep your stuff where it is. It's very simple.
Yeah, don't buy it. Really. Just don't buy this stuff. It really is that simple. I don't know.
Because we'll survive, won't we, without, I mean, let's say, what does Canada import? Well, I don't want to be anti-Canadian.
Hey,
Canadian
bacon.
I got a lot of friends that live there.
Right?
All right, then. Canada? Okay. I forget everything I said. I forgot about Canadian bacon. Justin Trudeau, we love you. You're a colleague, but we love you.
Oh, God. So, hey, the major, I don't know if you heard about this, major news of the week. I couldn't believe how much time. This actually got more time than the North Korean issue. On some, like, you know, CNN and those places. IHOP is flipping its name. It's going to be called... It's going to be called IHOB, okay, for the International House of Breakfast.
Okay. I don't want to go to IHOB. I really do.
That sounds terrible.
I'm up for a plate of waffles or pancakes from IHOP, but not IHOP. You see, the idea of changing these things is about product elongation. And the thing is that, but we get used to our creature comforts. You know, in the UK, we had a bar here called the Marathon Bar. And we used to, you know, us comedians used to be able to say, you know, I'm entering the London Marathon and joke about that. And now we have to say we're entering the London Snickers because that's what they changed it to. And some people have sworn off the product just because, you know, they're so used to it being one thing and now it's another. We like what we like and we get used to it. So stop changing things, please.
I always got a kick out of it. I'm just sorry, but I always got a kick out of this stuff because I always say, why do you do that? I mean, some of us old farts, we like things the way we like them. We know where we're going. When you say IHOP, I know what that means. You know what I'm saying? It ain't that hard. So I think it's wonderful.
I'm sure both Tommy and I agree with you, but when you say old farts, you know you're speaking for yourself.
I know, just for me. I got that. Okay. So listen, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how California now even got tighter with its water rules and regulations, and you might be fined for taking a shower, washing your clothes, and doing the dishes all in the same day. So you got to figure out which one of those you want to be the dirty thing. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. I'm not joking. I'm serious.
About what? The water thing?
You have to decide how you want to use your water.
Yeah, I think that's kind of ridiculous. I mean, I'm all for saving water, but I have a water meter in my house. You know, I'm charged for the water I use rather than like a standard amount.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Why did you say that company was called? America's Voice, or the American Voice. Oh, is it Voice of America News?
No, hold on. You're lucky I can remember your name. Hold on. Positive
rating. Yeah, I know what you mean, Roger. It's terrible.
Many people use our Sunny Bay at home and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business.
What's Tammy hiding over there? She got potato chips she's not sharing?
I don't know what she's got over. Oh, no, she eats salad at night. There's something wrong with that woman, you know?
Yeah, salad is for rabbits.
Well, here's what I always tell her.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumin-S twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumin-S, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. Actually, this, yeah, how can you, look, I don't care who you are. I think I said this last week, too. You cannot stop or help but smile when you hear Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's happy music. It's smiling music. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, if you would. Watching and listening. Hopefully you're listening. I don't care if you watch, but I do care if you listen. Anyway, again, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Xander Gibb joins us like he does every week to kind of get me straightened out, get me off the ceiling, help me figure out some of this crazy stuff going on in the news. Xander, again, thanks for being with me.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Were you playing Boogie Wonderland by any chance?
No,
because I can't hear the intro.
I know you can't, because I don't want, because it's too hard to get you back to the phone. You know, start dancing around, and I can't get your attention. No, it was Sing a Song by Earth, Wind, and Fire. I mean, really?
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Anyhow,
for sure.
Hey, whatever. All right, so some people know you're on the other side of the pond right now, and
I am.
You're with the Brits, so to speak.
And, of course I am, mate.
And so Tony Robinson, which I don't, is he a blogger or reporter?
Tommy.
What is he?
Tommy Robinson, and that's not even his real name. He had to use kind of like a pseudonym because of all the trouble that he's had. But yeah, he's a blogger, a reporter. He's a conservative, and he talks about issues in the United Kingdom that kind of bother him. He's like the British version of me, only he's in jail right now, and I'm not.
God. But again, now I don't think a lot of Americans, and a lot of us over here in the U.S. understand the lack of free speech in some of these other countries. And we always took for granted that England now had free speech, but he didn't, because he was reporting on a child rape case or rape proceedings, court proceedings, right? And they told him he couldn't, which I think is amazing. So now he's doing time in jail. Boy, I tell you, this was like record time. He got nabbed. He got thrown in a cell. He got brought in front of a magistrate. He got 18 months and a discussion, right?
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. He was on a good behavior bond. They were looking for any excuse to get him. Because if you're on a good behavior bond and you even breathe in the wrong place, they can come and take you away. But here's the thing. Evidence has come to light that there was another group filming just across the road. So why didn't they arrest them? You know, it was clearly very political. But, you know, I have to say, in the United Kingdom, they do have freedom of speech, just not on certain issues. And the British conservatives are so different from American conservatives. And if you say anything at all about Muslims, they pull you down right away. You know, let me give you a couple of examples. You know, the thing is, the law is the law is the law. A Muslim school teacher molested girls in his class. He was found guilty, and they were going to throw him into jail, and they didn't because his wife couldn't speak English. Now, to me, that's Islamophilia. If that had been, you know, your average white teacher, he would have been in jail, and he would have been, you know, being dragged around and beaten up by the other prisoners by now. For doing that. But we should not allow the law to be perverted just because somebody is a Muslim. We should all be treated the same.
I agree with you. There should be no special treatment for anybody. I mean, you know, like with Hillary and a few others, you know, there shouldn't be any special treatment. Law should be applied equally across the board. All right. When it comes to the British news there, how are they portraying Trump with the North Korean, you know, what's going on with North Korea?
Well, I think they're kind of cool about it, but I don't think Theresa May, who is the prime minister here, which is like the equivalent of the president, I don't think she's really keen on Donald Trump. And this week, one of her own staff, Boris Johnson, who is Winston Churchill's great-grandson, said that Donald Trump would make a better job of Brexit than she would. And everybody's saying, off with his head, fire him. Well, I agree with him. You know, the Donald would make a better job of Brexit. Because let's face it, America, this is what he's doing. They're rather cool about it, because I think the sad thing is in the United Kingdom, they get their information from ridiculous newspapers that print opinion rather than fact. So I kind of feel like I'm an ambassador for Trump right now. You know, I am Donald Trump's personal envoy to the United Kingdom, because part of my job while I'm here is to actually show people that they're wrong about Donald Trump.
What, that they've been snookered? I mean, basically, yeah.
Exactly.
It's just amazing.
Exactly that.
And I know the Iranian deal, they're trying to pull that together, and they're trying to, you know, Europe wants to try to make their own deal with Iran. I don't get this. Are they that stupid that they don't realize what could ultimately happen to them? You know, they didn't say, forgive me, but what was it, Neville Chamberlain? Did you guys, they did the same thing back then. They made a deal with Hitler.
Yeah.
He laughed all the way back to the airport when he was going back to Germany. He said, I have no, matter of fact, there's a historical proof that he said, I have no intention of living by that agreement. You know, just amazing.
Even this week, there was one of the cities in France, I can't recall which one it was, they had to call in the equivalent of the French National Guard because Muslims immigrants that have been brought in were causing so many problems. You know, they had to kind of put the town on high alert. And then we come back to people still saying that it's racist for Donald Trump to want to vet people coming into the country. But if we don't learn from the examples of other places, we're doomed to repeat it. I mean, do we want that in America? It's already starting in the United Kingdom. And I'm not too sure it's something we can avoid now because we've become so politically correct.
Yep.
We've got to look the other way but you see, I have to make something clear here. This, we're not talking about your average Muslim, you know, because your average Muslim wants to pay their taxes. Well, maybe not pay their taxes, feed their kids, go to work, you know, just like the rest of us. It's these political Muslims that feel that they can beat us around with the head with the Quran because we've spent the last 20 years being so politically correct about it that we've enabled them to do it. But now the time is to stand up. But it's an unfortunate byproduct that innocent Muslims are being dragged into this too. But I still feel that they should, you know, Muslims that don't agree with all of this behavior should be standing up and saying, this is not good. But they're afraid to do that.
Yeah, but that's what I've been saying to you. Well, actually, we've talked about this before. And when I've had Muslims on the show, I say, here's the deal. If you would speak out more often against the activity, then we would believe to be more people believing that Muslims as a whole want peace. But when you're quiet, you hide in the corner, it's a whole different animal. It makes it hard.
But I'm sure you would agree we don't hold truck with violence against those people.
No,
you know, there have been instances in the UK. There was a schoolgirl the other day who had her hijab pulled off in the street and was ridiculed. This is, you know, this is a child and was pushed down. I don't hold truck with that. That girl was just living her life. But if you are a political Muslim and you are breaking the law and expecting to get away with it in the name of Islam, then I have a problem with you.
Yep. No, I'm in full agreement. All right. Let's switch gears to something a little dirtier, okay?
I'm listening.
In California, now against the law to do laundry and shower on the same day. That's right. And look, we're not exaggerating. Under the guise of addressing climate change, the new bill rations water to a degree that makes it impossible to maintain a healthy home environment. That's right. The state is putting out questionnaires, or they're going to find out how many people live in your house, what kind of things you have, and you're only going to be able to use this much water or else. You know, it's just amazing. And we're not in a drought anymore, but they're going to get ahead of it now. You know, now we're guilty until proven innocent. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I thought you just got rid. Didn't you just get rid of Jerry Brown? Always a frown with Jerry Brown.
Isn't his replacement yet? And
he hasn't. Oh, gosh.
No, we had the primary. So the guy that's running to take his place, the one that will probably get in, is worse than him. Seriously.
I feel for you guys. I really do. No. I mean, when you've got the idiots running the asylum, it's kind of, you know, it's worrying. But how can you choose? Well, should I smell today and wash my clothes and let them smell good and not leave my dishes till another day? I mean, you know, I'm in England they give you a water meter, so you pay for what you use, so it really doesn't matter. But the concern, you know, it's such liberalism to tell you, you know, it's back to the old thing of telling us what size of carbonated drink we're allowed to have. Yeah, I mean, what next? I didn't want to advertise there for free, Jim.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And the lunacy behind the left is you can't buy a bottle. What was it? You couldn't buy a 32-ounce bottle of Coke, but you could buy 2 16s. It's like, seriously? Yeah. All right, tell people how to find you.
Everything's at ZandyGibbs.com, and we'll be back in 2 weeks
on your show.
Live.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. And you will be live. I know. You're all, he's tightly wound, so you can only imagine what the first show's going to be like, you know?
I will be live, Joe.
Yeah. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Listen, next hour, did you know that science is white male bias? Seriously. And the union's getting too strong. Our friend David Bigo, who wrote the book Devil at Our Doorstep, will be with us as well. We'll be back in a few minutes. Go heat up your coffee. Come on back.